So what I was told is not true then?
Not if you had a conviction. You can certainly get arrested and have a disposition where after a certain amount of time,
that's what I was told.
Dismissed, but that's not what the record says.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
So I can go or?
You may leave. You can stay, but.
Unless you enjoy the entertainment's free.
All right, case number 4 is 21-876. That's a Woolkit case.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're who I almost knocked over going out.
That is correct.
I apologize.
This is my first time here, sir.
Okay. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the department you're representing here today?
Yes, I am Lieutenant Patrick Malloy from the Woolkit Police Department. My last name is M-A-L-L-O-Y.
Lieutenant, you're entitled to a brief opening statement.
The appellate here applied for a pistol permit back in 2021. My only concern really is for his safety. He has a history of some evaluations, some psych evaluations and what have you, and statements by his family that he hasn't been taking his medications.
Okay.
So my concern is basically just for the appellant.
Understood. Sir, you're entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like.
I don't know what to say, honestly.
Well, if there's anything you want to summarize what you're going to be telling us, but you are going to have a chance to present your case or respond to anything he's about to testify to.
At this point, I just want to, whatever he has to say, I'm going to say my side.
You got it. Okay, Lieutenant, you may proceed.
Alrighty. Well, in July of 2015, we responded to the appellate's residence. He had recently broke up with his girlfriend. At that time, he was making accusations he was going to harm himself, and he was sent for an evaluation. We've also been to the residence again and later in 2015. Once again, Hardy lives with a grandmother and grandfather, saying that he is diagnosed as bipolar and has been not taking his medications. He made statements at that time also about harming himself, and he was sent for an evaluation. Again in 2015, this was May, I'm sorry, I went in the wrong order. Same thing with, he's not taking his medications, he's causing a ruckus at the residence. The grandmother was worried about his well-being, and she was given the information she needed for a eviction or what have you. Let's see here, what else we have. We had a few disturbances at the house at one time. Mr. Anderson was, this is back in 2012, so we're going back a little ways here, but at one time he was arrested for a domestic occurrence at the residence, resulting in a charge of disorderly conduct and criminal mischief regarding his grandmother and grandfather, the residence he still lives at. And my other concern would be something that is not documented per se, but approximately 2 years ago, I received a voicemail at the police department. It occurred overnight while I was not there, from the appellate, who was in a, for lack of a better term, intoxicated rage regarding the Woolkit Police Department. I reached out to him after the fact, and I never received any kind of correspondence. Like I said in the beginning here, my main concern is the well-being of the appellate himself.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, this is your opportunity to cross-examine the lieutenant. That means you can ask him questions based on what he just testified to. After that, we'll ask him questions, and then you'll be able to present your side of the story. Do you have any questions for him right now?
I don't have any questions. I just want to tell my side.
All right, coming right up. Questions by the board?
I do.
Chief.
How many times was he sent on an emergency committee?
Three to here.
Okay, go back to the first one, and I think you said he made statements threatening to harm himself or about harming himself. What statements did he make?
Let's see here. The appellate stated he told that he was going to drive his vehicle off a bridge. We advised him that we were concerned for his well-being. He would be evaluated. At the time, the appellate agreed and involuntarily went to the hospital.
And how old was he then? Let me make you do that.
Let me see what his date of birth is there. 92. I would say 23, 24.
Okay, and that was 2015,
correct.
Okay, the next time he was sent to the hospital, what statements did he make?
Once again, it was 2015, so the age was the same. It was a disturbance at the residence with the grandmother. Staying with a friend, staying with the car. Say he hasn't been taking his meds. He was pleading with the officer not to send him to the hospital. Once again, he is diagnosed with bipolar denial. Hid his medications instead of taking them. So he was sent.
Did he make any suicidal comments in that one?
Not that I see here, sir.
Okay, next one.
Let's see. Once again, it's the medications. This one does not say where he was sent. I apologize. And unfortunately, I only have two reports here that state that.
That he was sent to the hospital?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, this is just an anger issue. Correct. That's the only two I have in front of me.
Okay, and one where he made the comment about driving off the cliff.
I was actually there for that one.
Okay.
What was the date of that?
July 4th of 2015.
So I also have a date, 7/16/15.
That was the after that one.
But I see there's something about he stated he had nothing to live for and would drive his car off a cliff, saying the brakes were not good and it would make it easier.
Which one was that? I'm sorry.
7/16/2015.
You have a case number on that?
15-6113.
Yes, I referenced that one to the chief.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So there was two of them.
Two driving off.
Yeah, the both July 16th and July 4th.
Other questions?
Before you denied this, or even after, did you ever, you or anyone else, interview the appellant and ask him about those cases?
Did not.
Did you ask him for medical records?
Did not.
Documenting any treatment, happened with those visits to the hospital, anything like that? Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Lieutenant, any other witnesses?
I don't know.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to go.
Well, in regards to where they said, I said I was going to drive my car off a bridge. I've never said any of that. It was the girl I was dating at the time that called into the police department that told them that. I never said that. And every time I was sent to the hospital, I was immediately released after seeing a doctor. I tried to get all the medical records from the hospital, but they wouldn't give them to me. I've been trying to get them for over a month now. They told me a doctor has to review them before they would release them to me, and I've just been waiting. And I was never diagnosed being bipolar. I was never on any medications. Actually, no. But I was on one medication for trouble sleeping. But I was never diagnosed with bipolar. And the main person named in some of those reports, my grandmother, she's in full support of everything I'm doing right now. I tried to have her come with me today, but she's a little elderly and it's hard for her to make the trip down here.
Lieutenant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I do not. say I was there for the July 4th incident when he did state to me that he did that. So when
he did state.
He did state that he was recently broke up with his girlfriend, didn't want to live. Or however it was worded in the report, I was present for that night. I was the sergeant on duty at the time.
I did not voluntarily go. I was forced to go. They told me if I didn't go, I would be sent there mandatory for 72 hours. I was pretty much forced.
Questions by the board?
When did you ask for your medical records? And what hospital are you talking about?
I think there's one of them that he said that was from St. Mary's, but just about all of them were from Waterbury Hospital. And when I went to records, I had to fill out an application for them. And I filled that out, but she told me that a doctor has to review everything before they can release it to me.
Yeah,
and this was probably a little over a month ago.
It's a very routine thing to get your medical records. They're your records, you can have them. So further review of the records, not that I'm aware. We have a doctor on the board, I'm sure she'll weigh in.
I wish it was that easy.
This
is what they told me.
Did you get a letter from the board saying if mental health was an issue for the denial, that medical records, including discharge paperwork, would be required?
I got the letter, yes, but like I said, I've been trying to get them. They have been supposed to email them to me for over a month now. I've just been waiting for that email.
Okay. I understand it would be very difficult for us to make a decision in your favor without those records.
Is it possible to get another date or not?
No, sir, not at this time.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Any other questions by the board?
Just to follow up on what the chief said, sometimes hospitals have internal policies like review of records, and depending on whether the hospital is in good working order or undergoing transitions of any type, it may be difficult for someone to actually get a copy of their medical records. Once you filled out the paperwork, sir, did you call them back and try to push them to get the records?
Yes, I did, and they told me the doctor still has not reviewed them. He said it pretty much goes right back to her, and she's the one that's going to email it to me, the lady in the records office. Mm-hmm. But
does that sound at all plausible to you that a doctor would have to review records?
Some hospitals have internal policies, and I don't want to be specific, but when hospitals are in some sort of internal turmoil, they're following their own internal policies, gets disrupted, and whether that applies in this instance or not, I don't know, but some hospitals do require a doctor to review
for release. My experience is it's all available online in the patient portals. Every hospital that I've been involved with, going back to 2007, 8, 9.
Not the detailed records. There might be summaries of office visits on Epic and things like that, but they don't really contain sufficient detail for this kind of review.
Oh, clearly. Even the discharge papers don't really contain sufficient detail.
So an individual has no other recourse than to request records from the medical record department, and depending on the due diligence of that department and its internal processes, that could be easy or cumbersome.
Yeah. And I guess I could ask, when were you denied? When did you find out you were denied the permit?
You have to.
Yeah. Yes. A letter was sent May 19th, 2021.
Did it list mental health concerns in the doctor?
It does.
Yeah, you were sent to the hospital for evaluation. So really you had since May of 2021 to start gathering records, not a month ago. That would have been the time.
In retrospect, I would agree with the chief.
You knew you were going to.
Worth pursuing right at the get-go around issues of mental illness or self-destructive behavior.
Are you seeing anybody now? Psychiatrist, psychologist, anybody? Are you currently undergoing treatment?
No, I never have.
medications? Are you on any medications?
I'm on no medications now. Like I said, I was prescribed Seroquel. It was mainly for insomnia, but I've been off that for about 3 years now. I wasn't seeing a psychiatrist for that. I was actually seeing a neurologist for that.
No questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not. I said I tried, but...
Okay. Thank you,
didn't
sir.
Didn't make it here.
You are entitled to a brief closing statement if you'd like.
All I want to say is I've done a lot of growing up in the last few years. I'm not the same person I was a few years ago. Mainly stuff, just young and dumb.
Thank you, sir. Lieutenant?
Once again, my main concern was for the appellate himself. And as recently as 2 years ago, I did receive that intoxicated phone call in the middle of the night while I was not there. And I did try reaching out that time, and he did not call me back. So,
could sir, I actually if you want to respond that? To that, it seems your memory is just jogged. If you want to respond to that briefly.
When I did call, that's when I was dating somebody else, and we had just come back from a night out, and there was a lady that came flying down the road, and she flipped her car in front of my house in the ditch, and it looked like she was hurt pretty bad, and it didn't seem like the Wilkett Police Department was really taking it very seriously. They were laughing and joking at the time, and it annoyed me a little bit. So I tried calling the police department just to talk to somebody, hopefully to get better treatment for the lady that was hurt and just flipped their car. It seemed like everybody, the fire department, the police department, was just, they weren't treating it very seriously. I was just concerned for her, to be completely honest.
Did you want to ask him any questions on his recent
testimony?
Well,
I would just want to know why the call was full of profanities and such, and telling, you know, speaking about the Wilkett Police Department, full of profanities and what have you. I do know for a fact that you were told to get back in your house a few times by the officers. So, I don't know.
Yes. Is that a question?
It's not a question. I guess I would say that's a statement. There's really no question there.
I'll have questions by the board based on that extra tidbit. Okay. All right. Are you done with your closing statement?
I am done.
Okay. Comments by the board.
Just that in these cases, your mental health is brought up by the issuing authority, and there is an availability of records. It's important that we have those records to verify. It very well may be everything is fine, but without the records, we have one side saying it's not. We really need the documentation.
Yeah, I would ditto what the chief said. If you are continue to have an interest in a pistol permit, it would be to your advantage to get those records and perhaps even have a discussion then with the potential issuing authority with those records in hand as you go forward to submit an application that may provide some clarification to the department, but it would be worth doing. I don't know if you agree, Officer.
I would be open to that, yes.
Any other comments? Okay, Dr. Conrad?
For the issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes, your authority.
Chief Rose as well.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Chair votes issuing authority at this time. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.